live from the Nashville Sports Radio Studios.
30 seconds.
And now the act you've all been waiting for.
This is the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I am the smartest man alive.
Call Johnny now at 844-5600.
Funny name for a guy.
20 years of sports coverage. This is Nashville Sports Original.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
On WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
Happy Thursday. Johnny Ballpark Frank's with you. Zach Williams making sure everything runs great between now and 5:55 when we turn things over to Atlanta Braves baseball as tonight wrapping up the three-game set with the Toronto Blue Jays. 5:55 for the pregame with first pitch at 6:10. It's also Election Day, so if you haven't mailed in your ballot, you still have time to get out and vote. There's people that give their lives to protect the freedoms that we get to enjoy, and one of those freedoms is the fact that we get to elect the officials who represent us. So if you haven't already voted, then make a point to get to the voting booth and get yourself heard at the ballot box. So there we go. Jam-packed show. We'll have updates from Westwood One on the opening round of the PGA Championship from San Francisco. Also around 4:30, Doug Segrist joins us out of Birmingham talking SEC college football. He's a co-host on the TV show The Zone in Birmingham on ABC 3340. Just after 5, Alan Bell. Maybe Alan. Where's Waldo? Where's Vic Beasley? Maybe Alan has a Vic Beasley sighting. He's with CBS Sportsline. And then around 5:30, Barry Wilner joins us, a pro football writer with the Associated Press in New York. You know, it's strange, Zach. You know, first of all, good afternoon. Shows like this kind of remind me of like the second hour of my college football show on Saturday mornings, because starting with that second hour, there's games kicking off across the country, and it's kind of like really strange to be in this position that there's NHL contests going on as we speak, NBA, Major League Baseball. It's a little bizarre especially when you have so many of the big sports going on at the same time.
Yeah, this is the best time, right? This is what you want.
Well, we've never experienced this before.
Yeah, this is you experience it in like the second or third week of October. You experience it around then, and that is the best time for sports because all of them are on, and you get to see all of them, you get to talk about all of them, you get to watch all of them. And in this case, this year, you're really going to have to watch them because you can't be there. So, this is great. It's great for, the lack of sports that you didn't get for, 4 months, 3 months?
Well, let me add two words. In August. Okay, how about that? In August, we're not accustomed to what we're experiencing right now.
That's true, but it could be January, it could be March, it could be whenever. I don't care. As long as we're getting it all at once, it's amazing.
How about this? We have a potential elimination game tonight in the NHL.
Yep.
The Calgary. Do you say Calgary or Calgary?
Is that one of those Canadian cities?
Yes.
I don't say it.
Oh, please.
Yes.
That's him, because I love,
I say Calgary, Vancouver, by the way.
Vancouver, still one of my top five favorite cities, period. Maybe top 10 now. I have to like really think about that. But still, top 10 of all my favorite cities, Vancouver, right there.
Do you think Canada's like mad about how like a Canadian? When was the last time a Canadian city won the I'm forgetting now the trophy name.
Stanley Cup.
Thank you. When was the last time you think they won a Stanley Cup in Canada? I don't know what that is. I know somebody's probably about to text me or call me and say they know what it is. But it's always the United States. And last year was Washington, D.C., the heart of the United States, if you will. That ends up winning it. I feel like Canada's a little snake bitten by that. I would assume.
Well, it was tough for me as an Atlanta Braves fan in 92 to not only lose back-to-back years as far as in the World Series, but as an Atlanta Braves fan in 92, also suffering the loss to one Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah, exactly. So it was USA's national pastime. You had to watch a different country win it, basically.
That's like the NFL.
Not that the players aren't.
That's like the NFL. They're going to expand eventually to another country, whether it's Canada, Mexico, Europe, all the above. And that'd be just like in the first, say, 3 years or 4 years, a team other than located in the U.S., a team located in another country wins the Super Bowl. And I think we'd all feel the same way about that.
92 and 93 were big years for Canada because it was 93, the Montreal Canadiens. That was the last time. That was the last Canadian city to win the NHL Stanley Cup.
That's just a tragedy.
That's a long time. I got to double check my math here, but yeah, I'm pretty sure that was the last team to do it. So that's enjoy the years while you had them, Canada.
All right, so you and I were joking. The fact that I was asking you how many golfers right now are tied for second behind Jason Day, who is the leader in the clubhouse with his 5-under-65 in the opening round of the PGA Championships. And, you know, and I was joking because the answer to that is 10. And I was using a Varsity Blues reference as 10.
Never saw Varsity Blues. I'll put that out there.
Oh, you need to watch it.
That's one of the ones I've never seen.
It is one of my favorite sports movies, especially football related, ever. Period.
I need to check it out.
You will certainly like it. Brooks Koepka, who has won two consecutive PGA championships, he is one of those individuals tied for second, so one of the 10, and have to bring him up because, you know, he's a Florida State alumnus. So got to, like, throw some love the Seminole ways. I mean, because we can't really brag about football these days. So I can brag about basketball with Leonard Hamilton, and I can certainly embrace Brooks Koepka, who's one of the 10 golfers who shot a 4-under opening round. They're a tied for second, 10 guys at 66. And right behind them in the mix, Tiger Woods shot a 2-under 68, so he's tied for 17th. So just three off the lead from Jason Day. So you got some big names. You got some big names right there, which will make it interesting to pay attention to this over the next three more days after today.
When was the last time you hit the old links?
It's been a while.
It's been a while for me.
It's been about a year and a half. I will say this, during this time of social distancing and everything, I have a neighbor down the street. Big shout out because they listen as well, Jerry and Heather. But Jerry has one.
Hi, Heather and Jerry.
Jerry has one of those nets in his garage, and he is my witness. I have not even gone to the driving range, and so he says, "Hey, give it a shot." Far be it from me to say no. And used Adam Johnson, our operations manager, taught me this nice little lesson that even now to this day I still use. Pretend you have a magazine, newspaper under your right arm if you're a righty, and line up. And when you take your swing, whatever your swing is, just make sure that that newspaper or magazine, that imaginary newspaper, does not fall to the ground. And if you do that, you'll have a nice, easy, flowing swing. Bam, bam, bam. Three consecutive right down the heart of the net.
When you say it's a net, what's it like? It's...
Oh, it's like takes up from one wall to the other. It's just one of these golfing nets that you can do your full swing, and the net takes it.
A big garage.
So, oh, yeah. And, well, you know, you don't even have to have a big garage.
In the yard.
Well, you can put it in the yard, too.
Yeah.
But then you'll tear up that well-manicured lawn that all of us have been working on.
Mm-hmm.
Varmints have decided to, you know, it's I think it's like Easter Sunday all over again every day in my yard now, because during Easter Sunday this year, I never saw any rabbits, but now they're all over the place.
I don't like that.
So calling all foxes out there, and other animals that are hungry, go ahead.
This just in, Johnny Ballpark Franks
come visit my yard.
Pro murder of tiny, adorable animals.
they have to eat, all right?
They do. Yeah. Somebody has to eat them, huh?
Somebody has to eat something.
Can't let them live a nice, long life.
It's really, it's really strange. It's not like I live out in the country. I live, in southeast Nashville, and literally, but across from my house, there's all trees. And you'll see any given morning, deer, wild turkeys, the fox. There's a coyote up in there, too.
Coyotes. I mean, see, that's one I'm pro abolishing, is getting rid of coyotes. Those things are the absolute worst.
But strange. I mean, we're talking about a neighborhood, and these animals are, like, right across the street in those little woods.
Hendersonville's got that real bad up there, too. We have, every day. And it's not even, like, a morning or dusk or any. It's none of those. It's very much all the time. We have deer just running around in our yard all the time. And, and they're the worst.
Can we just put yesterday, sports-wise, just behind us? Because thinking about it, the Grizzlies losing, so four games in with four to go as far as this in-the-bubble thing. The in-the-bubble thing not quite working out for the Grizzlies. And then yesterday, the Preds losing to Arizona, falling behind now 2-1 in this best 3-5. They'll have the game 4 coming up tomorrow at 1:30. So the Preds certainly, are you wanting to play more, or you just want to say goodbye to the season? And then the Atlanta Braves. Our big concern about pitching, right? So the night before, 10 runs, no big deal. The bats exploded while, you know, Max Fried only allowed one run. Well, last night, outstanding pitching. The Braves' bats didn't come alive. They lose 2-1. Now, Freddie Freeman is going to be rested a lot more to keep him fresh as far as this 60-game stretch and also for the postseason. And last night, maybe they could have used his, you know, his at-bats, because the Braves lose 2-1, but they're back at it tonight as they take on Toronto this game 3 of this 3-game series before they take on the Phillies as far as over the weekend. Well, but yeah, you know, I just want to forget about yesterday, because there was nothing good happen-wise, you know, as far as fans, not unless you're a fan of Toronto, which we know you're not. No. But
well, you know, that's the thing with this shortened season. Teams are going to have to figure out how to bring everything together so much sooner. You know, they don't have the luxury of a gigantic long season to figure out their bats and pitching all in, you know, in 2 months, 3 months time. They have to do it within a few weeks, and so you're going to see that kind of rear its ugly head up.
And by the way, you know, we don't know whether or not college football kicks off Labor Day weekend or not, but we do have the preseason Amway coaches poll from USA Today. We'll talk about that on the other side. But today, once again, twice an hour, this hour, next hour, updates on the opening round of the PGA Championship from Westwood One. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 615-844-56.
Westwood One Sports presents this special report on the 102nd PGA Championship. No fans at TPC Harding Park in San Francisco this week, an odd sight at a major for sure. Not that it matters to Brooks Koepka as he goes for the first PGA three-peat in the modern era. Koepka posting a 4-under-66, and he's one back.
Yeah, I thought I played pretty solid. Hit some good putts. They went in and... yeah, throw the ball in the fairway. That's what you got to do out here. If you put it in the fairway, you're going to give yourself a lot of good chances. And I did a good job of that today.
Let's check the leaderboard sponsored by Indeed.com. Find the high-impact hire your business needs at Indeed.com/high-impact. 2015 PGA champion Jason Day on top at 5-under. No bogeys on his card as he shoots 65. Also 4-under with Koepka, Xander Schauffele, Justin Rose, Zach Johnson, and others. Tiger Woods at 2-under-68. Dustin Johnson 1-under. Rory McIlroy even par. I'm Ted Emrick, Westwood One Sports.
Are you ready to dominate your fantasy football league?
Touchdown!
Download the official fantasy app of the NFL, where you can get behind-the-scenes footage with player stories, easily set your lineup using the one-click optimizer, and watch live games right from your phone. Plus, the new player comparison cards help you handle critical game day decisions with ease. Download the NFL fantasy app in your app store or sign up at NFL.com/fantasy now.
Into the end zone for the touchdown!
Geo restrictions and data charges may apply. Local and primetime games only.
Indeed knows that for any business, your next step is the most important one, like hiring someone who can make a real impact. Indeed can help you find high-impact hires faster, without any long-term contracts, and you pay only for what you need, thanks to our super flexible payment options. So why not take that next step with Indeed? Get started with a free $75 credit for your first job post and get in front of more quality candidates. Go to Indeed.com/high-impact. That's Indeed.com/high-impact. Terms and conditions apply.
Good afternoon. We're looking at this crash involving injuries. It's I-65 southbound, just south of Vietnam Vets here in Madison. Again, that's on 65 southbound, just south of Vietnam Vets. An accident up against the wall. Now, the heaviest flow is going northbound, making your way up through that part of Madison, headed up towards Vietnam Vets. Athens Way at Ponder Place, that's an accident in North Nashville. Princess Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check them out, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
Hey Nashville, this is Crazy Charlie Saunier, executive producer of WNSR, and I'm here reminding you that Bongo Job at the Omni Nashville Hotel is the best place to start your day in the Music City. Their new limited summer hours and menu is simply the best in town. From burritos to smoothies, plus the new biscuit sandwiches and croissants, Bongo Java has you covered. Located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue downtown, they're open from 7 to 11 a.m. and make sure you tell them Crazy Charlie sent you.
The George Plaster Show.
It's great you finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This is going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. Take Johnny Ballpark Franks on the go by downloading the WNSR app. Search your app store for Nashville Sports Radio.
And welcome back, Johnny Ballpark Franks with you, along with Zach Williams, 615-844-5600-844-5600. Don't forget updates this hour and next hour. It's the 16 and 46 minute mark as far as the opening round today. And then, of course, looking ahead to tomorrow, rounds two. But opening round today of the PGA Championship from San Francisco, a contest that just went final in the NHL. It was Vancouver with a 3-0 win over Minnesota. So Vancouver now takes the 2-1 lead. Another contest going on right now. This is actually the first contest between these two, but Philadelphia leading Washington 1-0. And then you have the first contest between Vegas and St. Louis a little bit later this afternoon, around 5:30. And then tonight, both of these, first of all, then the series for Toronto and Columbus, all tied up one apiece. That will be a 7 o'clock face-off for that one. And then finally, later on tonight, around 9:30, Calgary with a chance to eliminate Winnipeg, as they lead that series 2-1. And then as a reminder, tomorrow the Predators trying to force the game 5 against Arizona. They trail 2-1 to Arizona. Once again, 1:30 start time for that one. And I was mentioning going into the break, we do have the preseason Amway Coaches Bowl. I have a question. If we all of a sudden decide that we're not going to have college football until, say, January, February, will they be a do-over? Because you think about the fact there'll be some outstanding players probably opting out and getting themselves ready for the NFL draft. So right now we have a preseason poll out for the Amway Coaches Poll for USA Today. But it makes you wonder if they will have a do-over if all of a sudden we have a new starting point for the college season this year.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you do, just because, especially in the coaching side of things, what all changes. I mean, I guess you could say players come out and players won't be playing, maybe, you know, due to any cases or anything, or opting out, because that's a possibility. But for the most part,
Trevor Lawrence, here's the reason I bring it up. Clemson is number one. Well, Clemson's not going to be number one if they have no Trevor Lawrence. And that's why I bring it up.
Right.
And right now,
but it's a coaching poll, right?
Yeah. And that means, so that's why I bring it up. Just, I mean, not that it means anything.
Right, right.
But, I mean, a lot of things can obviously change between now and January if we move the college season.
But Clemson, number one. Now, all of a sudden, you'll hear this big wave of boos coming from Tuscaloosa, because at number two is Ohio State. Still haven't named Alabama yet. They're coming in at number three in the preseason. You've got three teams from the SEC, 3, 4, and 5. Bama, Georgia, then LSU. And then rounding out the top 10, you've got Oklahoma at number 6, Penn State. Remember last year, so looking forward to 2020, a team that they feel like has all the makings to not only win a Big Ten title, but also be one of the four playoff teams. They come in at number 7, followed by the Florida Gators at number 8, then Oregon, and then finally Notre Dame, for 1 year only, a member of the ACC. And then you have more SEC teams. You've got Auburn at number 11, followed by Texas A&M in the 13th spot. So from an SEC perspective, Bama 3, Georgia 4, LSU 5, then the Florida Gators in the 8th spot, your 4th team, Auburn at number 11, your 5th team, and then Texas A&M coming in at 13. And one missing team from these this top 25? No Tennessee. Little surprise. Oh, by the way, yeah, I'm a little surprised that Tennessee did not make at least, you know, the 24th or 25th spot.
I don't think I'm that surprised by it. Just because, once again, what have they done to prove that they deserve it? Now, yeah, everything's talking a good game, and once again, this is Tennessee's real problem, is that you come in with the high hopes because the fans just have high hopes. So it kind of does bleed. They're one of the few places you could say the fans really do bleed into everything, where it can sway your opinion of a team. But if you look at this team, yeah, they had a good little run at the end of the season, which you could say is, hey, you know, that's a precursor into the next season. But for the most part, if you look at the last season as a whole, there were a lot of big problems that were missed there and a lot of terrible games for the Vols. So, I can understand why not.
But 6 of the top 13 teams from the SEC, you got the Big Ten weighing in with 3, with Ohio State in that second spot, Penn State at number 7, followed by Wisconsin at 12. Michigan does come in at 15. We'll see if they'll break the hearts of the Wolverine fans. Will they lose now their, what, they've won
17th,
one
right?
game in 15 straight,
15,
so they
so
are 14 contests in that series. So they're trying to avoid losing 15 out of 16. How about the schedule that Tennessee would have had? The fact that they would have been taking on the number 6 and number 8 team in the country in Oklahoma and Florida in the month of September. You know, you can also say the same thing about what Alabama was facing, because they were supposed to start the season against 17th-ranked USC, and then later in the month taking on the Georgia Bulldogs at number 4. But because of what has happened at this point with the way the scheduling is working out, if we are talking about college football in September, none of those things are going to happen.
It's good. They got a little lucky by that, didn't they? I mean, if you're a Tennessee Vols fan, you don't want to admit it, right? You don't want to say, "Ooh, we dodged the bullet there." But
you want the opportunity. You know, coaches. The players do. You know, forget about it. Players aren't concerned about, honestly, when it comes to those early games and things like that, players are not concerned about what the fans are thinking. Players want to test. If you're playing for a team in the Power 5 and you're a team that's one of the better teams in each conference, you are wanting that opportunity to test yourself and go up against the best of the best.
Well, I mean, they're replacing those games with SEC games, correct? So, I mean, they are still, in that sense, playing upper echelon talent. It's not like they're going to go play, you know, Georgia State again, even though that they're comparable to them, but you know, they're playing actual SEC talent. So I don't know if did those get announced at which games for sure.
Well,
they're going to be,
yeah, but here's the thing though, Oklahoma, I mean, there's only three teams ahead of Oklahoma from the SEC,
and they got a new quarterback coming in that's pretty much untested, right? They got Ratliff coming in, which he was number one in Arizona and all that, but he's coming in, so it's not that Jalen Hurts team anymore. It's not the Baker Mayfield. I don't think you're going to get that same Oklahoma team you've seen.
Well, no, but everybody's still high on them.
Well,
they're also high on Oklahoma State too. So those are the two teams that, you know, it could end up facing each other twice this year if you're thinking about the teams that could emerge as far as the Big 12 is.
I think this year you're going to have teams that are going to look a lot better than they really are, just because when you look at the Pac-12 and the Big 10 and all these others that are playing themselves, they're not playing any SEC teams. And you have, for the SEC, you're going to have teams that look worse than they really are because they're playing SEC teams.
By the way, you said Rattler. Don't overlook his name. Rattler.
Rattler, my bad. Daniel Rattler?
Because he's got Spencer.
Spencer
he's
Rattler.
Got, he's got one of the best names in all of college football.
Yeah, he was on Spencer the QB1. Rattler. He was on the QB1 documentary, and so he balls out. I'll give him that, but we'll see how he does, fill those giant shoes that Jalen Hurts left.
Only reason I know it because Toby Rowland, the voice of Oklahoma, comes on our show often and especially during the football season, and that's why I know it because he's gotten that in my head as we were looking ahead to 2020.
So you know who was in my head, and then the reason why I said it now that I think about it, is Harry Potter, Daniel Radcliffe. That's who I'm thinking of.
Just throw it out the window. All right, coming up on the other side, a chance to talk some college football with Doug Segrist, SEC style. He is a co-host in Birmingham on the TV show The Zone on ABC 3340. He's on the way next. You're listening to Nashville Sports Radio.
Good afternoon. It is limping along here in Madison because of this crash with injuries on 65 southbound just south of Vietnam Vets. The heaviest flow, of course, is going the opposite direction, northbound up through Madison. 5500 block is Charlotte Pike. That's a wreck out on the west side. It's starting to get busy out here. Give yourself extra time. Bars Music City Soul Food is now open behind that Bank of America on Nolensville Pike at OHB. Check them out. BarsMusicCitySoulFood.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-648-9175. 800-648-9175. 800-648-9175. That's 800-648-9175.
Don't let unsold inventory drag your business down. With Barter Nashville, you can convert your excess inventory or service capacity to trade dollars that we store in your online account. These trade dollars allow you to barter for the goods and services you need with the goods and services you already have, helping you preserve cash resources. Trade dollars can also be exchanged for stays at worldwide luxury hotels and resorts, as well as brand awareness and advertising leads for your company. Visit barternashville.com to learn more about how bartering can take your company to the next level.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR SkyCan forecast. For this afternoon, mostly sunny and nice with a high near 88 with a north wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 65 with a north wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. And tomorrow, mostly sunny and beautiful again with a high around 88. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Jeff DeWitt.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Every weekday afternoon, it's the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio.
Hey, welcome back. Johnny Ballpark Frank's with you. Don't forget, coming up at 4:46. Also, next hour at 16:46 after the hour, updates on the opening round of the PGA Championship from San Francisco. Also coming your way tonight, 5:55 for the pregame. First pitch around 6:10. The Braves taking on the Blue Jays. Game 3 of this 3-game series. But right now, a chance to talk to Doug Segrist out of Birmingham. Some college football discussions, SEC style. Doug Segrist, co-host on the TV show The Zone in Birmingham on ABC 3340. Hope you're having a great week, Doug, and as always, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Ballpark. Good to be here.
You know, today we get some news, and this is usually that time of year when you get this news. It just gets those, you know, you get the SEC media days, and you get a little bit of a break, and then you get the day, the unveiling of the preseason coaches poll. And I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, will this change, and will they do a do-over if we're not talking college football in September? If all of a sudden this switches to January, early February, will they do it all over again? But with that said, you know, there's six teams from the SEC amongst the 13 teams, 1 through 13. But Alabama at number 3, right behind Clemson, Ohio State. Your thoughts when you saw this list?
Wasn't surprised about it. You know, my first thought is Clemson and Ohio State are the overwhelming favorites because of what they've got back, because quarterback play, and in part because their conference is, you know, Big Ten is much better than the ACC. But if you look around the Big Ten this year, who's going to challenge Ohio State? Michigan hadn't been up to it. Penn State may take a step back. They lost their best players opting out. Excuse me, you look at the ACC, and, of course, it's a one-man band. So those two are obvious. You know, when I look at the SEC, I think there are four national title contenders, Alabama, Georgia, LSU, and Florida. I think Georgia may be a little overrated at the start, at least, based on their offense. I think it's, you know, they've got to give a new quarterback, whoever it is, time to take over this attack. And, you know, it's not going to happen week one. So I thought it was a pretty good list. You know, but here's about the do-over. I think we're getting to the point where a winter season's out of the question. You know, if you get to the point where you kick off opening week, you know, they're not going to suspend the season and start over. That's, you know, I've got nothing to base that on just except gut, and we're getting close to the start of the season. You know, I just want a season that's finished, that's completed, that goes the full route, and I hope this one works out.
That's why I wish the Big Ten had just paused and paid attention and maybe had conversations with the other Power Five conferences. I love what the SEC is trying to do by waiting to the last part of September, and I really wish the other conferences had paid attention and had that conversation. To me, the Big Ten kind of backed themselves against the wall with their decision, almost like they were trying to be like leaders. Like, let's just make the announcement now and show everybody we're the leaders of college football. Forget SEC, forget Big 12. You know, it's us. And then I just hope it doesn't backfire on them.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, they were trying to be out front and kind of set the tone. And you know, it looks like the other four power conferences – to some degree are kind of falling, but at the same time, a real leadership is one that gets all people on board. And, you know, the Big Ten and Pac-12 kind of set themselves off right from the start, and it just kind of fell apart. I think the SEC obviously acted independently because the SEC left slots open for non-conference games, and the SEC said no can do. I still think the SEC's plan is the best, a later start, and you know, the original fear was that the second wave would come, and that's when you'd get wiped out. Well, we haven't conquered the first wave. So the SEC is the only league out there right now that's giving campuses a chance to really adjust and see if there are major outbreaks before you start this. Now, at the same time, it could be argued that the SEC is in a position where they have to do this because they've got more hotspots. But I still think this is the most thought-out plan so far.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, every state that has an SEC team, every state is trending in the wrong direction right now.
Right, right.
And that's the sad part. Here we are in August.
More time, but go ahead.
It's sad, though, Doug. Here we are the you know, first week of August, and we're still saying that.
Well, because there's no plan. Okay, let's look at what the NBA is doing. How many positive tests has the NBA had since they went into the bubble? Zero. What did the NBA do? They isolated. They traced. They tested. It's kind of what we were supposed to do from the very start, and we refused to do. I mean, the NBA's kind of taken the CDC plan, and they've gone with it, and guess what? It's working, you know, but we're kind of on our own, you know, state by state, community by community.
I mean, I'm looking at the what could have been for this year, and I'm big into college football history, and I'll often play this game and look back 3 decades ago, for example, and figure out what if we'd had the BCS back then before we got the first BCS contest in 98? What if we had the four-team college football playoff series and go back 40, 50 years ago and see how that would have played out? Because I was looking at what this season could have been for, say, Tennessee, for example. Now that we got the preseason poll, in the month of September, Tennessee was going to play the preseason number 6 Oklahoma team and the preseason number 8 team in the Florida Gators in the month of September. Alabama was going to start the season with 17th-ranked USC, and then for their first conference game, take on the 4th-ranked Georgia Bulldogs. We'll never have that now, and that's the disappointing part for me.
Yeah, it's very disappointing. This could have been a magical year, and it's going to be a different year. I still think there could be some form of magic. I think right now we just see what transpires. I do like the 10 SEC games. I actually think it's going to be the toughest schedule any SEC team's ever played. So we'll see how it goes. I kind of fluctuate. You know, one day I'm very confident. One day I just don't think it's going to happen. Right now, I think, you know, it's full speed ahead, and there's a good chance it will happen.
How about
it's getting to the finish line that worries me.
How about the fact that 4 of the 7 teams from the SEC West are ranked in the top 13 teams in the nation?
Not surprising. You know, again, any one of the 4 could win it with the right breaks. And there may be more breaks this year. You usually talk about injuries. Well, you could lose, you know, your entire offensive line for 2 weeks or 10 days at least. That's going to have an impact. You know, I still don't know enough about how they're going to slide games around, what they're going to do. Will they postpone? What's the, you know, what is kind of the max point? You know, do you have to have 10 positive tests to postpone a game, or is that a forfeit? You know, still a lot we don't know.
Absolutely. Anything else that really stood out as far as this top 25 list? Couple of teams from the group of 5. Headed up by Central Florida, UCF in the 21st position, and ranked 22nd in the country, Cincinnati on this coach's poll.
No surprises there. I mean, people think Central Florida, this may be the best team they've had yet. So you think what they've done the last 5 years, that's incredible. I think Oklahoma may be getting the benefit of the doubt. Again, until they start playing defense, they're going to replace a starting quarterback for the 4th straight year. The last 3 years have been magical. As good as Lincoln Riley has been, you know, at some point the Magic's got to take a season off. I look down there, you know, Oregon is the team, probably of all the Pac-12 teams, they're punished the most because they were going to get to play Ohio State early on, and now they'll play just a Pac-12 schedule. And we really don't know how good they can be unless they get to the playoffs.
Hey, who do you believe in the next – I've got 60 seconds. As far as top wide receivers in the SEC, just from a preseason perspective, is it Alabama or is it LSU?
I would go with LSU just in terms of more proven depth at this point, because we know Alabama's 2 main guys, and the big question is who steps up. Now, there are people that watch workouts and watch recruiting that tell you – the depth at Alabama is just absolutely incredible, and they're not going to miss beat this year. But my point there is we got to see it on the field. You know, and LSU has developed so much the last few years. They've got the number 1 guy back, and right now I would give them a nod just because of more known factors.
Yeah, Ja'Marr Chase leads that LSU group, and not that Alabama doesn't have solid receivers and Devontae Smith and Jalen Waddle, but you're right. Who's going to be number 3? Hey, as always, we appreciate you. I hope you have an incredible weekend, and as always, stay safe for you and your family, and we look forward to talking more college football with you again next week.
Thank you, Ballpark. Be careful.
Hey, appreciate that. Doug Segrist, if you're not doing so, you can follow him on Twitter, at DSegrist. Doug is a co-host on the TV show, once again, The Zone in Birmingham on ABC 3340, also a contributor to the Montgomery Advertiser. Anything stood out for you as far as this coach's poll, Zach?
I don't really look into all the polls. I don't know. They don't. I think if it's a poll, there's always some sort of bias to it. There's always some sort of slant, and so until you see, and this is any of the coaches' polls or you know top 25 polls in basketball. I don't know. I just don't. They don't jazz me up, Johnny.
I can see that. I mean, I think that you know with Georgia, with we don't know who's going to be their starting quarterback. I think that is a little bit lofty to be have them in the fourth spot. And for when you look at the Big 12, I really believe Oklahoma State could have been certainly ranked higher because I think Oklahoma State could be the team to beat in the Big 12. So, all that will be determined. Still a moving target about what the college football season looks like.
Exactly. That's the biggest part right there is that, who knows what's going to happen. There's still a possibility where it doesn't happen.
Hey, by the way, still no Vic Beasley. Still looking, fun. still searching for Vic Beasley.
$500,000 what he's in right now, too. By the way,
I'll just keep throw it the way of the Titans. Yep. The Atlanta Braves, once again, reminder 5:55 as far as the pregame is concerned. First pitch 6:10. This is the third and final game of this 3-game set. Braves won the first one on Tuesday, 10-1. Last night it was a 2-1 win. For the Blue Jays over the Braves, Tuki Toussaint. We're talking about the Braves needing guys to step up. This is one of those individuals, the right-hander on the mound tonight for the Braves, going up against Nate Pearson for the Blue Jays. Once again, 5:55 for pregame coverage. Now, time for another update. Opening round of the PGA Championship from San Francisco, from Westwood One.
Westwood One Sports presents this special report on the 102nd PGA Championship. Rest or rust? Tiger Woods, the 15-time major champion, preferred the former leading up to the first major of the year and didn't show much of the latter today. Tiger shoots a 2-under-68 with the help of a longer putter that helps alleviate his back pain.
I putted well. This is a putter I've been messing around with for the better part over a year, so it's not unusual for me to putt with this putter. I felt like I rolled it consistently all day.
The highlight of Tiger's round, a 33-foot bomb of a birdie on the 13th. Let's check the leaderboard sponsored by Prevagen. Prevagen is the most recommended memory support brand by pharmacists. Tiger three shots behind Jason Day, who carved out a bogey-free 5-under-65 this morning. Brooks Koepka has won the last two PGAs. He has won back with a 4-under-66. Bryson DeChambeau on the course right now, 1-under through 4. He's 4 back. I'm Ted Emmerich, Westwood One Sports.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. We have been blessed with 6 children. I've been taking Prevagen for at least 8 years. Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, and I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Now available in stores everywhere. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user.
Oh, come on! 4! There it is.
In golf, the right adjustments can make all the difference. We feel the same way about financial planning. With Fidelity Wealth Management, your dedicated advisor will work with you to create a personalized plan for your full financial picture. And as your needs change, they'll help you make adjustments so you can stay on target. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC.
Good afternoon. Latest crash is going to be in the 1600 block of Bell Road. A crash there at Franklin Limestone Road at Antioch Pike. Treetop Drive and Una Antioch Pike was also the scene of another accident. It's really slow at times. 40 East approaching 840 headed out towards Lebanon. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check them out. PrincessHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Final Lap with Carrie Murphy is on.
Brad Keselowski and Team Penske are going to remain together for the foreseeable future as they announced this week a contract extension for the Cup Series champion and three-time winner this season. Brad has earned 31 Cup Series victories and 33 Xfinity Series wins and brought the team their very first NASCAR championship when he won the Xfinity Series title back in 2010. Brad said, quote, "I have been racing for Team Penske for the vast majority of my NASCAR career and continue to represent Roger Penske. Our partners and organization is exactly where I want to be. We've accomplished a lot of things together over the years, including winning both the Cup and Xfinity Series championships, the Brickyard 400, the Southern 500, and the Coca-Cola 600. Now my goal is to win the Daytona 500, another championship, and continue to build Team Penske into the best NASCAR team in the garage area," end quote. Brandon Jones is on, and have you had a chance to drive one of those production Supras yet?
I actually personally have not. My teammate Harrison got one, you know, really soon after they came out. And yeah, I think he drives it every single day. So he enjoys it. It definitely turns a lot of heads. I've had a bunch of people in the past that I've known to have the old generation, the 97s and stuff. And that was always, you know, one of my favorite cars growing up with Fast and Furious and all that. You know, I think they really made that car come to life with that show. And I always wanted to get my hands on an older one.
The final lap.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So, traffic has been crazy lately, right? And rush hour? Forget it. Nobody wants to let you merge onto the highway. But hey, somebody let you merge or you wouldn't be there, so drivers who switch to Progressive could save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's Macy's one-day sale with deals of the day priced so low you don't need a coupon. Get 30 to 50% off women's sandals, sneakers, and more. And no matter how you're going back to school, be ready with 40% off backpacks from top brands like Kipling and much more. And 40 to 60% off exactly what you want to wear. Bold graphic tees, the comfiest leggings, and the perfect denim. Friday through Sunday at Macy's. Plus, don't miss Star Money bonus days happening now. More info at Macy's.com/StarMoney.
And now, Combs Paving is reminding Americans to stand tall and show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military. This salute is brought to you by Combs Paving. For concrete and paving driveways, outdoor living spaces, crack repairs, and much more, trust Combs Paving. Call today at 615-238-1786. That's 615-238-1786. Combs Paving, thanking their customers and looking forward to seeing you.
Call the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show now. 615-844-5600.
Welcome back. Johnny Ballpark Franks with you along with Zach Williams. 615-844-5600. 844-5600. Now that we are getting into the, we're almost a quarter of the way through of the 60-game stretch for Major League Baseball. Do you see which team is in first place in the National League East? It's not the Braves, although they're right there. I mean, and luckily for them, they're in that spot where, you know, still looking good as far as the 18 playoff is concerned from the National League. The Miami Marlins, 5-1, 5-1. Yeah, and look, they've played what, 7 fewer contests than the Braves. So, and you know, they had to sit out for a week, but hey, they're right there. They've won 4 straight. So put out the fire as far as the Marlins concerned, but the Braves right behind them, just a half game out as far as the way that works out. But the Braves with a winning percentage of just under 62% in second place in the East.
Well, they're more rested. It's unfair.
Well, it'll catch up with them. We'll see when they get these double headers. Although the double headers are like the way minor league baseball treats double headers with the 7-inning affairs. So
yeah, well that could, you know what, that could really help their advantage, because if they win the first game, you carry that momentum over into, you know, your second game, and you might be able to pick up some wins. Although the adverse of that is also true, that if they lose in that first game, the other team could have that momentum. So you know, that first game and those double headers for the Marlins really do matter.
Well, think about it, too, in 7-inning affairs, when you think about doubleheaders like that, you're not talking about, okay, you need 2 starters to go deep into a game. I mean, you can manufacture a win in a situation like that if you're having a lot of doubleheaders where get one guy to start and go two innings, three maybe at the most, but two innings, and then you have your relievers and everybody else pitches an inning, and then there you are. You've got your seven innings pitched.
What about the Twins, 10-3?
That's the part that's a little, that stands out to me.
Is that one of those situations that we talked about before where a team that really didn't have the momentum or any or chance of winning, but they were grinding alone in the offseason and during the quarantine they were making sure everything was stayed up, and we see that fruits of those labors kind of showing up now in the shorter season?
If you look at all the divisions, I mean, that's the one that really sticks out, because you got Minnesota in first place, the American League Central, 10-3, and then right behind them, the Chicago White Sox. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just 2.5 games back, so you're 1-2 right there, Twins and the White Sox, because you... And then you could also make the case for the American League East. Not that the Yankees are, because look, they've got the number one and the best record as far as the American League is concerned with their 9-2 mark. But right behind them, Baltimore and Toronto are tied for second. Tampa Bay and Boston, they're looking up at all three of those teams.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little strange. And then finally in the American League West, you've got Oakland. And you got to pull for Moneyball, right? Oakland in the first spot. And as long as they're keeping Houston out of it, that makes it even better.
Yeah.
But the Astros in the second spot as far as the American League West is concerned.
I wonder, if you had to make a pick right now, who comes out of that American League as top dog? Who do you think would
Yankees.
Be your World Series? You still going Yankees?
Yeah, I'm still going Yankees.
So you have no faith in what the Twins have been doing. It's just kind of more hype right now.
Still going Yankees, still going Dodgers. Remember, I did pick the Dodgers over the Braves, although I'm a Braves homer, I admit that. But no, I am still, and I'm looking good in both of those, because we mentioned the Yankees' best record in the American League. Well, the Los Angeles Dodgers, when you think about their 9-4 mark, I'm not counting the Marlins yet. They've only played 6 games. So, but when you talk about some game, 10 games or more under your belt, the Dodgers right behind the Cubs as far as the two best records in the National League.
Who was their one loss to? I was looking for the
Marlins.
Oh,
I'm sorry, too. I'm sorry. The Dodgers also looking up to, they're tied with the Rockies. Rockies are 8-3. Dodgers have played 2 more games, so virtual tie there at the top of the National League West. So that's why I didn't include Colorado in that mix.
Hmm. I'm trying to figure out who the loss was to Marlins. I haven't found it yet.
It was
Philly.
The
Philly. No, it was the Phillies. Oh, no, they lost twice. Why is it showing that they've only lost once? They've lost twice. Right. Phillies beat them 7-1.
Well, that's strange. Well, the standings have them at.
Braves won in the summer games. That's what it was.
That's right. That's
they weren't counting games. So
that was that last.
They
summer
snuck
camp
away.
Game.
Yeah.
That was when we were still questioning about questioning Mike Fultonevich.
Yeah. Well, that's also probably where they got their cases of COVID-19 too. let's not put that out there.
And then still at this point questioning Mike Fultonevich.
Oh, there's so
standpoint.
Many questions there.
All right, so that's where we stand as far as the standings. The Braves once again, and this is we saw Sean Newcomb pitch extremely well.
Couldn't find that mesh though.
Nothing to show for it in the loss. But Tuki Toussaint. Here's somebody the Braves need. Look, he's. You got to like his strikeouts to innings pitch ratio. He has 11 Ks already in 6 2/3 innings, but he's got to be able to, the 4 walks allowing 8 hits. So he's allowed a total of 12 base runners. So he's averaging almost 2 base runners per inning, and that's not going to get it done. The Braves need him to maybe strike out everybody. That would solve a lot of issues.
That would be, if he did that, he would have a lot of contracts coming his way in the years coming forward.
Well, he's averaging 2 strikeouts per inning, so hey, just go ahead and get the 3, and then you're there.
They just got to find that mesh of getting the bats going while the pitching's going as well, and that's been the thing, and I think it's a fair time to say that, it's okay to be inconsistent right now, even though it's not, but you have a fair excuse to say, there's a reason why everybody's kind of going back and forth. You haven't seen much consistency from any team so far. Other than the Cubs and Twins and Yankees, those are really the three teams that have kind of been able to put it all together. But for the most part, you're going to see what the Braves did and how one game they can light the scoreboard up and then the next game just not be able to do anything with it. So until they can find that cohesive mesh, I just wonder where that timeline is to when's panic mode. When is your panic? Are we talking about the end of this month? Is that the panic mode? If it still hasn't meshed properly, or are we talking about the beginning of next month? But at some point, it's got to come together. They just got to find that cohesive unit to start, you know, turning those gears properly.
Well, there's one batter. He's batting third tonight. He didn't play last night. He's batting 190 to start this short season for the Braves. He should be batting over 900, and that's Freddie Freeman. I mean, if you're going to give me the entire third base side of the infield because of the way you're playing me, I'm just going to dink it down that side all day long, get on base, until you start treating me and play me honestly. Am I wrong there?
Until you see a 95-mile-an-hour fastball coming by, trying to time that little dink is a lot harder to say
just
while you're on air.
Just stick the bat out there and poke it. Come on, poke it out there. Be a Pokemon.
Then you just go anywhere. It goes anywhere then. It's hard.
I'm just going to let you. You're going to have to treat me and play me honestly straight up if you're going to keep doing that, everybody on the right side of the infield. All right, hour number two on the way. Stay with us, everybody.
WPDQ. Franksboro.